Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing better, maybe in all of sports, than Steelers-Ravens. Is there, Donnie? I think if people love North Carolina Duke, it's okay to me. I'm not
Red Sox-Yankees.
I hate that, but I hear you. What's better? What am I missing here? College? What's better in college?
I mean, you got a handful. I mean, Ohio State, Michigan.
Ohio
you
State,
have the Iron
Michigan.
Bowl.
Yeah.
For people in the South.
Baseball, football, basketball, hockey. How about the Penguinis last night? Have they captured a little magic here? That was a dramatic
game.
They
have.
Wow, Donnie.
They may sneak their way in, but we still have months to go.
They might win the Super Bowl. But the question on the table here, that was great stuff last night, by the way. I really enjoyed that. The question on the table is Lamar and what the Steelers do to this guy. He is not himself against them. He turns into somebody else. We've mentioned all the names. He turns into A.J. McCarron against them. He turns into the old Buffalo Bills quarterback, Joe Ferguson. He turns into Bubby Brister. He turns into, go ahead, somebody going to help me here? Let's fire off some backup quarterbacks from history.
Ryan Finley.
He turns into Ryan Finley.
Will
Donnie,
Levis. He beat the Steelers
Will
once.
Levis.
That was an ugly day.
He turns into Skylar Thompson. He turns into Ryan Mallett. He turns into Spurgeon Wynn. Donnie, I thought
Dorian, Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Maybe.
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston. How about him getting benched, huh?
Not a surprise.
It's really remarkable. So the question on the table is, does he get it turned around? Does he become Lamar again? Or is he again somebody we don't know? Donnie says somebody we don't know. I say he turns into Lamar. I don't say it with confidence. But man, if not now, then when? That's another thing I'd be asking if I was a Ravens follower. This guy doesn't get it done against the Steelers in this environment with a home crowd, with them beaten up, with them him coming off a bye week and a free game against the Giants, then when? Then when, I would ask. Limits, what's your take? Lamar or not Lamar?
Lamar.
That is the question.
Sees ghosts.
QB?
Against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Or not QB.
QB or not QB? That is the question. You like that, Donnie?
I do like that one.
I'm sorry, Limits. I interrupted you.
Lamar sees ghosts against the Steelers. I don't know if it's Mike Tomlin that's in his head, TJ Watt that's in his head. I think realistically, it's the entire Steeler logo that is in his head. When he sees it, there just becomes fear in his eyes. Like, for whatever reason, Lamar and the Ravens become something that they're not and attempt to be something that they're not. Every time they play against the Steelers, they get away from the run. They get away from their strengths. And Lamar misses throws all over the place. He makes bad reads. Superman has a kryptonite. And Lamar's kryptonite is the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, everyone has someone. I mean, Peyton Manning was occasionally the kryptonite for Tom Brady. Craig Elo was for a long time for Jordan.
Actually, the Ravens were a kryptonite for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Beat him twice in Foxborough in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Should have been
That's
three.
That's a Kobe Jones long pass.
Yeah.
I think about just the way that the Steelers know how to contain Lamar, the familiarity with them. I do not think Lamar is going to break out in this game, even though I think the circumstances are the best they've ever been for him in a home game to face the Steelers and the best weapons he's ever had. But until I see it, no. I think Lamar is going to lose once again, and the Steelers are going to conquer him.
Man, the Lamar, when he's himself, Mr. Jackson, when he's Mr. Jackson. There's Mr. Jackson and Mr. Hyde, Mr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. When he's Mr. Jackson, he's this ultra-confident, cocky, in a good way. Sure of his powers, you know, sure of himself. And when he's Mr. Hyde against the Steelers, he's this indecisive, confused, second-guessing shell of himself. It's unreal, man. Let's go back to the lines.
Here's Francisco in Squirrel Hill.
Hello, sir.
Hey,
No way.
Do you think Kyle Bowler should replace Mr. Jackson?
Do we know who this is, Donnie?
I have no idea
who
this
Kyle is. A Kyle Bowler reference. I once interviewed him. Who are you, sir? Reveal yourself or leave.
Jackass Tony.
Yeah, baby! Let's go, Donnie.
Joe, I just want to call back and apologize for everything.
Hold on, he's apologizing.
And the Mrs. Starkey, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I love you like no other.
Thank you, Tony. This is a great call. Thoughts on the game?
He hung up.
He hung up. All right.
How about that?
That was great.
That was an all-time.
At first, I thought, okay, there's no way that Pom finally gets his redemption because the voice was way too high.
I thought it was Pony, but what was the caller's alias?
Francisco from Squirrel Hill. I was a little bit thrown off by that. I was like, maybe, but.
There wasn't enough alliteration to make me concerned about that.
Yeah, he didn't do any sort of like historical tie-in
or that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't Abe from Lincoln Square or anything like that, right? Donnie from Dormont.
James from Monroeville.
Exactly. Yes.
we sometimes get, I don't know if you guys ever get this guy. He's called in the afternoon though. We get John and Kennedy. And it's
John
a real caller.
It's a real guy.
It's a real caller. Because he called in the midst of all of the like prank calls that you would pull, and
that's very close to John Glenn from the Moon.
and I said John and Kennedy, and he like laughed. He's like, "No, my name is John, and I actually live in Kennedy.
Wow,
I live close to Malzie.
I have not heard that one. That was an all-time call from Tony that we shall
he reconciled.
Replay.
Yeah. That, it's the holiday season, Joe.
Hold
Everyone's
a
in a good mood and the good spirit.
Hold on a second.
You were wished a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The savvy old news hound here once did a story about Kyle Bowler. He was supposed to be their next guy. Do you realize that?
He got drafted when in 03?
Yeah.
And was with them in 03?
His claim to fame, I can't find my story. It was so long ago, it's disappeared even from the internet. His claim to fame was from his knees, he could throw a ball from midfield through the goalposts. I think he was from Cal, if I'm not mistaken. Kyle Bowler, but he couldn't play quarterback, unfortunately, for them, which was kind of a problem. Anyway, what a name drop by Tony. What a name drop, and all is forgiven in this holiday season, Donnie. Isn't that a
beautiful story? He would have been the Cal guy before Aaron Rodgers.
I think. Don't quote me on that. Was he from Cal?
He was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
first
he was.
First rounder in 2003.
First round by Brian Billick. What are you doing, Brian? Kyle Bowler? He lost his mind. They should have stayed with Trent Dilfer. They won a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer. They just had to replace him with Elvis Gerback and then Kyle Bowler. Poor Brian Billick.
Say, hey, what are you doing?
And then it was Joe Flacco who actually became the guy,
yep.
Our little friend Joe Flacco. Anyway, how about some show bonding here on Donnie Football Friday before we get to Ray Fittipaldo? Did I do the 50-minute mark a second ago?
No.
I will now. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. It's actually the Pomp and Joe Show. That's a bad read right there. I'm sorry. From the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contests, run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. All right, we're going to get to Ray Fittipaldo and his gut feel and some of these injured guys and all of that. No need to take calls anymore, limits. We're at the end of the hour. We're going to do some bonding. So if that's Tony calling back, hang up on him. A couple of times here, Donnie, on Fridays, you and I have brought each other lunch, which was a beautiful gesture. I think I had pasta for you 1 week, did
yes.
I not? And then you had chicken and broccoli for me. Both times, limits was inadvertently left out, which I felt horrible about because I was going to order pizza with him both times. So today, when I went to the deli in Wexford, I bought each of us a meal if we want it. Perhaps you guys brought your own lunch. Here are your choices. Pasta with shrimp, like an Alfredo, shrimp Alfredo pasta. Meatloaf with potatoes. I was thinking of Donnie there. Perhaps I'm stereotyping Donnie.
Wow. How about what assumptions is making about you,
Donnie? A real meat and potatoes type.
And then pasta with red vodka sauce on top of that. thoughts, feelings, anything?
That sounds incurriculent to me.
Which one do you want? You get first choice today.
Oh, I will take option A. I'll take what's behind door number one.
Donnie?
What all did you say was on the pasta?
Well,
with the...
it's just basically red sauce, vodka sauce. You want that?
I'll do the meatloaf and potatoes.
All right.
I'll do the meat and potatoes.
Stereotypes are right.
You know I'm that type of guy.
That's what I was planning. And even as we speak, Donnie has gifted us here, and I'm opening this on live radio, Donnie. Is this from Sarah?
Yes, it is.
And you. I mean, but she made it.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Now, here's the thing about
what those. Are these hockey pucks?
Those are chocolate-covered Oreos. Now, here's the thing about...
I love chocolate-covered Oreos.
Now, here's the thing about those chocolate chip cookies. They appear like they're just chocolate chip cookies.
But
they have an Oreo in the middle.
What?
Holy,
there's an Oreo
follicles.
In the middle.
Are you kidding
there
me?
There is an Oreo in the middle of that chocolate chip cookie.
She hit the Oreo very well. You'd never know.
They're fantastic.
Donnie, I'm honored to the point of almost almost tears here. This is incredible.
My gosh, Joe.
Which one did you have?
That's incredible. I had the cookie with the Oreo in it.
Donnie, I'm going to wait till after my pasta, but this is meaningful, and I think this bonds the show.
It does.
I think this is like the Penguins after the loss to the Utah Hockey Club the night that Sid had his 600th.
Yeah.
And I think...
The 6-1 game?
Yeah, it didn't feel right. It felt bad. And I'm convinced to this day, whether any of those guys admits it or not, that them ruining a moment for a great person and leader, their leader like Sid that night, shamed them. I'm just convinced of it. I'm convinced that that was rock bottom and that something inside of them looked around that night and said, what have we done? Sidney Crosby, our guy, our captain, we basically ruined a milestone night for him. And I don't even know if Sid was mad that night as much as sad from the interviews that I saw. And it's way worse when dad is sad at what you've done than mad. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
No, if dad is disappointed in you,
disappointed.
That's the worst. Yeah.
You've hurt dad. That's way worse than dad is raging. You know what I mean?
They disappointed dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I honestly believe there's something to it. Because what's happening now is sort of, I don't want to say magical yet, but man, the way that they're winning these games last night was unbelievable, Donnie. I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, they've really turned around in a spot where I thought maybe not that they would totally crater, but they were for a while like in consideration of maybe the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
Like they had the worst goal differential. They were maybe like a point or a couple of points ahead of the teams in the cellar. And there were arguments of like, well, you could argue that the Penguins are the worst because maybe the other team had games in hand or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So nice to see them dig out of it a little bit. That's the benefit of a long season.
For a brief
like
moment,
that.
They were in playoff position last night, I think, until Ottawa
yes.
won. How about that? And then did you stay up after the Pitt match last night? Did you stay up for Penn State, Nebraska? You want a dramatic sporting experience? That was one.
See, I turned on Thursday Night Football after Pitt lost.
Yeah.
Watched the rest of that game. I would periodically check in. I had a few buddies like texting about it. The point when I went to bed, Penn State was down 2-0. And I thought, okay, well, this one's over. I saw like the stat on Twitter about like Nebraska when they're up 2-0, how they almost never lose.
Yes, I fell asleep way before that and was just knocked out on the couch. And my wife, of all people, who doesn't even like sports that much, is rustling me. It's the fifth set. Penn State just came back, and I think it was 12-8, and then they blew that lead, Penn State did, but then they win in the end. You talk about theater, that whole thing. How about the, was it the second game of the Pitt match that went to 29-27? That has become,
yeah.
That has become a sport that people want to watch and a wildly entertaining sport. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy watching it. Like, I don't get into it, admittedly, I don't get into it until, like, not the end, but at least
yeah.
once the games start to pick up some more meaning, I think because you know that Pitt's going to be good.
Right.
I mean, Penn State people, if they follow it, you know Penn State's always going to be good. But it is, like, it's fast-paced, it's easy to follow. I mean, sometimes the things get confusing. The other thing I like about it, and maybe the NFL and other leagues should take note, the review process is often pretty swift.
They have that guy come over and say the most obvious thing.
Yeah. Pitt, he's about Pitt, this close to the camera.
His face jumps into your living room. We gave the guy a cup of coffee last night. We did. He had a cup of coffee with us during the game. He said the ball was ruled in. Pitt challenges that the ball was out. Thank you. That's all we ever want from replay. In or out? Which was it? And then they show a clear replay, and that sport has it down, man.
You know what other sport is actually very efficient at replay is tennis.
Yeah, why can't...
They just quickly show, like, the virtual shot, like, if it was on the line, if it wasn't.
So why in football do we have such confusion a lot with the spot, Donnie? I guess that can't be rectified, but the first down thing can, right, by putting a little chip in the football?
You would think, yeah. I don't know why they can't.
Wait a second. What? When's the last time you saw a good measurement? Is that eliminated from the league? I haven't seen a measurement, now that you mention it, in a long time.
Since Gene Steratore pulled out the index card.
Did I miss them eliminating measurements? I couldn't have.
No, they didn't completely eliminate it. I think replay assist has helped them a lot.
When was the last time that either one of you saw a measurement in a Steeler game? Am I missing something?
No, I do remember one. I can't remember what game it was earlier this year where there was a measurement.
Yeah, I know, but that says a lot in and of itself,
yeah, not
right?
as much.
Donnie, can you think of
it's
one?
It's definitely gone down, which is probably good.
It's gone the way of the dodo bird.
It has.
Right? All right, coming up next, Ray Fittipaldi.
I've already eaten one of the cookies, Donnie. So good.
I've eaten a dodo bird.
Thank
Delicious.
You, Sarah.
Better than a Cornish hen. All right, I have lunch for the boys here. They can choose when they want to eat it, and we'll have a celebratory day here on Donnie Football Friday. You're off for like the next month anyway, aren't you, Donnie?
Yeah, I'm off for like the whole rest of the holiday season here, besides Steelers pregame shows.
Now, rumor has it that your girlfriend is going to work, and you're just going to be on your own. It's basically every day is Donnie Football Friday. What are you going to do?
Well, after day after Christmas, we're going to go down to visit my parents.
No. What are you going to do when you have the run of the house and your girlfriend's working? What are your plans here? Are you going to read a book? You going to watch old football tapes? What does Donnie Football do when left to his own devices over the holidays?
I normally fall down a rabbit hole that either is pro football or pro wrestling. Yeah, I mean, I'll get exercise in at some point over the course of a day, which I always try to do. I normally take it easy, though. If there are little things I have to take care of, I'll do that. Household chores that Sarah makes me do.
In some ways, a fascinating man, isn't he, Limits?
Very much so.